Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
I realised the temperature we're quoting seemed to be going down during the course of the programme. I swear it was 12 when we started off as the forecast high for today. Now, more than 1,300 arts and entertainment venues across the UK have been allocated money from the Culture Recovery Fund. Locally, they include Babylon Arts, the Cambridge Literary Festival and Cambridge Junction, which is going to receive almost £400,000. Matt Berman is Artistic Director at the Junction and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Julian. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Matt.
You've had some online productions, I think, haven't you? But presumably the stage, or stages, I should say, at the Junction have been pretty much dark since March.
Yeah, we've been closed now since the 18th of March, and we moved very quickly to furlough something like 90% of our staff. So we've been operating with a skeleton crew, if you like, over that period. And it has been very difficult for us. Mm. We've lost a huge amount of income in that time, and we've obviously been very sad not to be able to welcome the thousands of people that we would have seen through our doors over that time, and cancelling and postponing hundreds of performances, rescheduling those hopefully to next year. Our stages have been largely dark, as you say, but over the last few weeks we've been working to use those resources, use those spaces to host artist residencies. So we've been working with local artists and companies to make new work. We've just had a company called Pagrav, a brilliant British Asian dance company, in the building producing new work and filming that work hopefully for broadcast in the future, and that's really what we hope this money that we are very grateful to have received from DCMS and Arts Council yesterday will help us do more of over the coming months, and host more artist residencies, support more artists and work in communities and develop our creative learning programs, which are so essential to us and to our audiences and to all of those people that we work with.
Because you do have a number, I believe, of our local artistic groups who are actually based at the Junction as well, and presumably they've been in pretty much the same boat as you have, and not being able to go into the office areas or do any rehearsals, at least initially.
Yeah, absolutely. And everybody has had to sort of adopt as lightweight a structure as possible and furlough staff to get through this period. So we've got amazing companies in the building, actually. Collusion, who work with arts and technology. Menagerie, who are a new writing company. New International Encounter, who make fantastic work for children. And indeed, we're hoping to make something for Christmas. Not a panto. We don't do panto. but we will be making something for Christmas. And we think that might be a film, that might be an online project. We may be doing something which is limited capacity. I can probably almost exclusively reveal it's going to be Snow Queen, or something inspired by the stories of the Snow Queen, which I'm very excited about, an epic tale for Christmas. And obviously organisations like Arts and Minds and 30 Bird here in the building as well. Arts and Minds, a brilliant charity working with arts and mental health. And we're really hoping to support all of those companies through this next period as well, and giving them space to make work, giving them space for their workshops and things like that.
Fantastic. I love your Christmas shows. Can I say, I know the Junction does so much good work over the course of the year with artistic groups from all sides, but sorry, Christmas show wins it every time.
I have to say, just listening to you there, just reeling off all the organisations and arts, you know, projects that you help sort of host throughout the year, it just really highlights how much you're doing down there at the Junction.
Yeah, and we've managed to keep doing quite a lot, even with a small team, you know. I mean, we've been continuing our work with Total Arts, which is our group of young people with profound and multiple learning difficulties who meet with us in normal times. Before pandemic, obviously, they were meeting every 2 weeks in the building, and they've been meeting every week on Zoom through this period. And we've been supporting fundraising for one of their participants, Irving McCormack, who's been raising money for a new wheelchair you may have seen online.
We spoke to him on the programme.
Hopefully we've nearly hit target on that, which is really exciting. And Junction Young Company as well, our youth theatre group, they've been continuing to meet on Zoom, and they're working with the brilliant company Breach. So we have tried to do as much as possible. As you mentioned, we've been doing work online. Mm. Hopefully we'll be doing more streaming work. We've got a couple of things coming up. We've got a brilliant piece by a company called Kill the Cat. They don't kill cats. called The House Never Wins, which is about climate change and gambling on our future. And that's online. There are two performances of that online on this Wednesday and then the following Wednesday. And obviously that's on our website. And then over half term, we've got a brilliant piece called The Anarchist's Mobile Library, which will be an interactive theatre game for young people. And clearly, you know, now that we know what financial basis we are planning the next few months on, we can develop more online work. And we'll be working with the Jazz Festival, for instance, on to film things that will be they'll be streaming. We hope to support as many artists and companies locally as possible.
It's amazing, actually, how quickly you've been able just to move an arts thing from stage to online. Have you been quite surprised by the success you've had and how, I don't want to say easy it's been to do, but just how successful and how you can make it work online?
I mean, it's been something that the arts have been working with for a number of years. I mean, obviously, there are big projects like the National Theatre Live, and there was a huge engagement with that. Lots of other companies have been exploring this over the years. Forced Entertainment, who are a company that I've worked with previously and who've been at the Junction a number of times, have been doing things through lockdown, but obviously before that as well with their durational performances. So it's not new to us. I mean, I think the challenge is that obviously for most of us in the performing arts, the live experience is the most important thing. I think for most audiences, being in a room with people, seeing a show, singing along, dancing along is the thing that people are most looking forward to returning to at some point in the future. But while we can't do that, I think finding really innovative ways to share work and create a sense of interaction and liveness online is going to be a really important part of our recovery as a sector. So, you know, we'll be exploring that as much as it is financially viable. I think, you know, this is one of the key things that lots of organisations have been giving things away for free. And it's really important to have that access. And that's really...
You kind of need, even with this £400,000 or close to from the Culture Recovery Fund, you still need, if you like, the means to put an electronic hat around, don't you, in order to somehow, or, you know, is it possible to do some online ticketing? The whole world can't go pay-per-view, surely.
No, quite. I mean, we are ticketing things like The House Never Wins, the show this week, and we did a trial with another brilliant local artist, Rachel Mariner, over the summer with her piece, Recovering Misogynist. And it has been pretty successful so far. I mean, we've only tested that. We haven't got particularly sophisticated ways of selling tickets at the moment, but we'll be developing that. I think it will be a mix. I think, as I say, access is really important where we can share things.
So I remember before, back in the days where we used to turn up and go see things for real, you'd introduce this sort of pay what you can, pay what you feel ticketing system. And I don't know, maybe the time is right to have that kind of scenario for some of the online productions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think pay what you feel is a really good model. I think, you know, with the live work, you could get a ticket for £2.50 for the live shows that we were doing as part of the artistic programme, and that really helps people be differently curious in the work that we're doing, you know, having confidence to try something new. And I think we'll be doing that online as well. I think, you know, with the opportunity that we have also for an international audience for our work, you know, with Rachel's piece, she's an American based in Cambridge, so she had American friends wanting to buy tickets, and Americans are very willing to pay much higher ticket prices.
Yeah, but this is an interesting thing, isn't it? It has enabled people from far-flung places it's basically the reverse of the online thing where buy a fancy scarf from somebody in Highland Scotland. You know, it means that content from Cambridge, which you're producing, and others, of course, can actually travel around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the real benefits of working online, is that different scope of audience, that hugely international perspective that you can have. And I think with the work that we're supporting and commissioning, we're commissioning something like 12 to 14 new pieces of work every year at Cambridge Junction, and that's being supported through residency time in the building and through cash that we're able to give to artists to make that work. And I think in pre-COVID times, we were often only able to show that work once or twice in the building, but if we can show that work in the building and show it online as well, we can massively increase the audience for that work. And that's really important, to take Cambridge and our name around the world in a different way, as a supporter of new work and innovation.
Yeah. Now, you've obviously got some funding. There are, of course, organisations in Cambridge and around the UK who won't have received anything. What can you say to them by means of consolation?
I think there's very little I can say, unfortunately. I mean, I think Arts Council's funds are still open for those people who are eligible, and project grants are there. We'll be supporting freelancers as much as possible through the work that we do. I think, you know, it's our freelance colleagues, our independent colleagues, who are most at risk, and then many of whom have fallen through the cracks of the support scheme so far. The self-employed, whatever it's called, SEISS, has not been as beneficial to the self-employed sector as it should have been, really. And I think that's where there's a huge risk to the sector, and where we'll keep advocating for further government support, as you know, with the rest of the hospitality sector as well. It's not just the arts who are suffering through all of this. Obviously, lots of people are still furloughed, and there's big concern locally and nationally around the end of these schemes. And I think we all have to keep working together to ensure that people have the financial support they need through this period, so that we can come out of this stronger. And recover, as you know, particularly, I know, obviously, I'm most concerned with the arts and cultural sector.
Yeah, well, we're very pleased, of course, that Cambridge Junction has received funding, and we're also particularly pleased, I must say, that the prospect of a Christmas show still, so, and plus all the other wonderful work that you do around the arts. And I do urge people to take a look at your website and look at some of the online offerings that you've been mentioning to us this morning. Thank you very much indeed, Matt. That's Matt
Thanks,
Berman,
Matt.
Artistic Director at The Junction. It is now 8:46.